This isn't about politics. This is about science. Our nation, in fact, the entire world, is in the midst of the COVID-19 epidemic. Currently, there are about 90,000 cases worldwide, with approximately 3,000 deaths now attributed to it. While there is much we don't know about the virus, we do know that the number of cases around the world and the U.S. will increase. And while some officials at the White House want to claim that this epidemic is under control, it's not. And people are scared, and frankly aren't sure what to do. There are now runs on masks, hand sanitizer, cold medicine, and people are even beginning to purchase food in bulk in case schools are closed and businesses have their employees work from home. Almost a dozen schools have closed in Washington State in an effort to stem the spread. And some are suggesting that people should avoid crowded places such as stores. I have to wonder, when will it be suggested that churches and synagogues cancel their services? The fear and concern about COVID-19 is made all the more anxiety-provoking given the lack of clarity from our national leaders. It is disconcerting to hear the President of the United States say one thing that is then contradicted by one of his medical advisors. In a crisis, any crisis, having trusted leadership is essential. People want and need to believe that the information that they are being told is truthful and most accurate. Regrettably, President Trump has, over the course of his presidency, made thousands of false statements, and now when trusted information is essential, many do not trust what he's saying. If I were advising the president, I would have suggested he put a medical professional as a COVID-19 czar with explicit instructions to give only the best scientific information, even if it was bad for the stock market. I would have reminded the president that this isn't about politics. This is about people's health and their very lives. And I'm sorry, seeing a photograph of Vice President Mike Pence bowing his head in prayer at a meeting to address the COVID-19 crisis did not inspire confidence. This is not a crisis that will be resolved with prayer. Prayer will not heal the sick nor keep others from becoming ill. Prayer will not stem the tide. What we need is strong leadership and good science. Regrettably, these are two things that seem to be lacking in the White House. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.